signed one.
Friday. Sport.
Good evening and welcome. In the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. As ever, we start with the Dons and the first post-split home fixture with Mark McGee's Motherwell visiting Pittodrie. And as ever, Dave, you've been speaking to the manager.
Yeah, and the boss is delighted that Shea has put pen to paper. He says it's been well worth the wait.
He had a lot to weigh up, a lot to consider. But what has been clear throughout it, he's been his love for the club and the fact that it was only a difficult decision to leave the club was always something that I felt confident in, was that he didn't want to give that up. And you know, thankfully that's the case. Shea and I have spoke quite a lot over the last couple of weeks, and you know, the decision for him to stay has been brilliant. And once he'd made the decision to stay, the contract side of it was the easy part of it, and get him to actually sign it, you know. So it's, but he had a lot to consider, we expected that. But brilliant news for us. The first step for us in terms of preparing for next season, you know, we're looking to try and make a few signings and bring to the squad what we need. And you know, Shea's the first step towards that.
And as for the man himself, well, he says Pittodrie is just a great place to be.
I'm happy with Aberdeen, I'm happy with the fans, I'm happy with the manager. You know, the manager, he's been the best manager I've ever worked under. He's looked after me, and to be honest, maybe if I didn't get looked after as much as him and Doc, and you know, the club have looked after me in the last two half years, it maybe had been a different story. But you know, I've got my full support with the manager. You know, he's done an excellent job, and for me personally, my management towards me has been top notch, and there's not one thing I could fault him on in that part.
Good evening, you're listening to Friday Sport. Joining me, as well as Dave Galloway, is Andrew Shiney. And Andrew, a good piece of business.
Excellent piece of business. She has been the outstanding right back in Scottish football over the last couple of seasons, and to get him to commit to another 2 years was first class news for everybody concerned with Aberdeen Football Club. And good to hear what he had to say about the manager's role in persuading him to stay. You know, the man management side of things is so important in the game, and that's something at which Derek McInnes excels.
And the good news keeps on coming off the park, because Shea, just one of four Dons named in earlier today in the PFA team of the season.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and that's testament to what a good season it has been. Of course, there have been disappointments along the way. We know that. They're well documented, but there's a lot of positivity that we can take from this campaign moving forward also.
Absolutely. Well, of course, as well as Shea signing, and there was the Player of the Year awards last night, which we'll speak about later. But of course, Dave, there is a game tomorrow.
Indeed, yeah. Well, following three successive losses on the road, Derek... in the home game against Motherwell tomorrow, he's after a bit of home comfort.
Look forward to being back at home again. You know, last time out here, a brilliant display against Hamilton. You know, a really strong performance. We've had three away games out of the last four, not had the results away from home as we wanted. We've now got three home games out of the last four games, so we want to try and maximise that, of course. So look forward to the game. I think it'll be a tough challenge against arguably the best form team in the league at the minute, Motherwell. You know, their upturn in fortunes over the last couple of months has been fantastic for them, so it's a tough game for us. But you know, it's a game that we should look forward to. It's a game that we should be expecting to win because we're at home. But to win, recognise that to win the game, we're going to have to play very well to overcome a strong Motherwell team who are doing great at the minute.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about them. What have you made of them this season?
I think what they've done, you know, Matt's talked about it, the front three, been allowed to have a wee bit more freedom up the top end of the pitch. You know, those goals, I think Scott McDonald and Mo have got 25 goals or something between them. That's a good return for a strike partnership. Johnson's a good player up there as well, brings a bit of creativity and pace. You always feel watching Motherwell now, there's goals in them. We controlled the game down there for 70 odd minutes, I felt, and we're the better team. But they keep asking questions of you, put you under pressure with that front three, and we knocked off and lost a couple of poor goals. So I feel as though when I watch Motherwell, there's always goals in them, and we've got to be aware of that threat. But if you've good experience, I've always had that. I think Motherwell teams, but Matt's got them playing in a way that allows them to be probably just carry that bit more threat and puts them in a position to win more games than not.
Now, we've also been speaking to Player of the Year nominee Johnny Hayes. The winger was asked if he feels the Dons this season have blown a great chance to beat Celtic to the title and become champions for the first time in 31 years.
At the minute where we are, is obviously the best that we can do. There's just performances and games that we'd like to improve upon.
but there's no point in looking back and thinking about what could have been or what should have been. We can't affect that now. We've just got to look forward to the next game.
Bradley, it was a tough result for the boys. How's the mood in the camp,
do you think? It's always been a good dressing room. Win, lose or draw, it's always been quite similar. Sure, both boys personally, they would have been a bit disappointed coming back into training over the weekend on Monday. But as I said, things like that, you can't really dwell on it too long because games come thick and fast. And as soon as Monday comes around, the mentality of the club's always been that we look forward to the next game. So all this week, we're concentrating on Motherwell.
We've seen from this team that whenever you receive a big setback, you usually kick on and put a team away quite well. Do you expect that against Motherwell?
No, I wish. No, obviously we can go out there and we'll do our best, but we know Motherwell are a good side. They've come to form since Mark McGee took over. They played well and probably deserved to beat us down there the last game. We'll go out on Saturday, we'll make sure that we work a lot harder and see where it takes us, but we'll definitely be trying to go for 3 points.
Well, it's been quite a week for Johnny. As Dave mentioned, he's shortlisted for the PFA Individual Award. He's in the team. And last night it was a treble with the Players' Player, Player of the Year, and also Goal of the Season for the Irishman.
Yeah, it's been quite a year for him. You take all that and you throw in 2 Republic of Ireland caps into the mix as well, and you can see that it's been a very special 12 months for Johnny Hayes. But he's been so consistent throughout the season, and we've said so often, you know, he's so adaptable. He can play both sides of the pitch. He can play centre midfield if need be. He can play left back. He's just one of the shining lights in the Aberdeen success story, a relative success story. We'll hope that it's going to be gilded by something unusual happening over the next 4 games, and that you know, Celtic aren't done and dusted just yet. And if they lose to Hearts tomorrow and we win, and then we go to Celtic Park and win, you know, with 2 games to go and 3 points still required for victory in the title race, who knows what might happen. But yeah, Johnny Hayes has been probably, alongside Graham Shinney, the most consistent player for the Dons. But Johnny maybe just shaded things because he scores goals, he creates goals. He's got a slightly more glamorous role than Graham will ever admit to having.
Yeah, and also better mention Young Player of the Year Craig Story, Dave, and also Scott McKenna winning the Development Player of the Year as well, and also Scott Brown winning the Community Award. So a good night all round. But in terms of Johnny, it's just everything he touches at the moment seems to go right.
He is just an outstanding individual. What a great player. My only fear is that other clubs are absolutely certain to be monitoring his progress, because he would walk into many a top team. But let's hope we can enjoy Johnny for a good while.
Well, after the break, we'll get you guys teams for tomorrow. We'll also hear from Motherwell and we'll go interactive. But we've teamed up with Ladbrokes, sponsors of the SPFL, to give you the chance to win a signed Dons jersey and 2 match tickets to Aberdeen's home game against Hearts. That's on Thursday, the 12th of May. You must be over 18 to enter. Match tickets are 2 adult tickets for the home section, and the competition closes at midnight on Sunday, May the 8th. So you've got a bit of time to enter. All you have to do to enter is head over to northsound1.com and follow the simple instructions. We'll be back after these.
Friday Sport.
Welcome back to North Sound 1's Friday Sport. Well, we've heard from the Aberdeen camp ahead of tomorrow's game at Pittodrie against Motherwell. Let's hear from the opposition. Here's manager Mark McGee.
I'm disappointed for Aberdeen that they were going there and it's not, you know, still in the mix for them. I expected it would be, I have to be absolutely honest, I thought they would go the distance, and they've not quite managed it, which is disappointing for them. I think they've had a fantastic season to run Celtic as closely as they have. We can only expect when we go anywhere that the team we're playing against will do their best and play at their best, so we've got to prepare for that. So if we go there and, you know, I don't think it'll be about us, about our result against Aberdeen that will win the league anyway. It'll be the Celtic's results that will win the league.
Mark McGee there, and Andrew, it's going to be a difficult game tomorrow. Motherwell, very much the form team in the SPFL at the moment.
There are 6 wins in their last 7 games, and you know they've hit form at the right time of the season. There was a lot of people thought they could be struggling to avoid the playoffs, and here they are, 4th in the table and going great guns. You know what to expect from Motherwell. You know they've got a bit of pace up front, they work hard in the middle of the park, and their defence doesn't tend to give very much away. Louis Molt and Scott McDonald are the obvious danger men. Scott McDonald particularly, because he seems to wage a one-man crusade against Aberdeen. I think he's scored 9 of his last 10 games against the Dons for both Celtic and Motherwell, so he's the main man to watch. But Louis Molt with 18 goals has been outstanding for them as well. And then you've got the pace of Marvin Johnson on the wing, but it's our home game, and remember, we've only lost once all season at Pittodrie, so we should be more concerned with what Aberdeen do. Last week, we know, was comfortably the worst performance seen from the Dons all season. In fact, the last half hour of that game, I mean, time was crawling by like a wounded fly. I mean, we were both trying to make something out interesting in the commentary, but really just...
I think the best we managed was the full moon.
Exactly, <yeah. laughs> That just showed how interesting the football was, but you know that the Dons can't be as bad as that again, so yeah, it's going to be difficult, but I'm still confident that we've got enough about us that we can win the game tomorrow.
Dave, we've got Adam Rooney and Ash Taylor back into the squad, and that'll be a boost. The manager actually mentioned at the end of the game last week that how much they'd missed the presence of Taylor at the back.
Yeah, his height and his aggression have been certainly missed. I mean, that's one of the things that the gaffer did identify. You know, there wasn't enough aggression in the side. Well, Taylor's got that by the bucket load.
And in terms of who's going to play, will Ash, I think, well, I'd be surprised if he didn't start. Adam, perhaps on the bench, what's your team going to be?
Right, I've got Colin in goals. I'd like to see what he can do. It'd be nice to see him get a chance. In front of him, I've got Logan, Taylor, Considine and Shinny, Jack and Flood, the sitters, and then a 3 of McGinn, McLean and Hayes behind Church.
I think Scott Brown will keep his place in goal. I've seen Adam Collin playing for the under-20s, and I'm not convinced that he's a more promising goalkeeper than Scott. Scott is the man in possession. I know that he's made mistakes, but he's made some very, very good saves as well. So I'm going to keep Scott in goals. I agree with Dave with the back four of Logan, Taylor, Considine and Shinny, because unfortunately Mark Reynolds' form has tailed off. I'm going to stick Barry Robson in the middle of the park alongside Ryan Jack, because if there's anybody that can lift a team, it's Barry. Not just by what he does, but by what he says to everybody round about him. And then I'm going to have Adam Rooney coming back up front, and Simon Church maybe dropping to the bench, because Rooney's a goal scorer. And, you know, Simon's done well in Adam's absence, but Rooney has got a proven track record. And, you know, he's missed 8 games, and... Oh, tomorrow will be his 100th appearance for Aberdeen. Now, if there's one guy that will mark his 100th appearance with a goal, it's Adam Rooney.
And you're one to watch.
Just told you who it is.
Okay, Dave.
Johnny Hayes for me, the man of the moment, and he could be the match winner.
And a scoreline.
Scoreline for me, I'll go for 2-1 Aberdeen.
Andrew?
I think it'll be similarly tight, maybe 1-0, but Scott McDonald always scores against us, so Dave's 2-1 sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'll go 3-1 just because I will.
Right. Just because.
Time to go interactive with Aberdeen Mad. Before we look at the rest of the weekend games, the topic and the poll. We'll start with the topic. Dave, Derek McInnes read the riot act to his players after the St Johnstone defeat. How confident are you that it will have the desired effect in the remaining 4 games?
Well, first up this week, Pacman 1903 says, "Nay very, our form is honking. Ando, please come back," tells us, "we've been poor for ages, but I'm eternally optimistic after my inevitable implosion immediately after the disastrous games. So here's hoping, but what a chance we've blown. I'm pretty confident this should have been done about 5 flipping games ago." I changed that word, according to Goalposter. And Aberdeen Arnold reckons it's exactly what is needed.
Rooney back would be a big boost as well.
Okay, and for the poll, will the Dons get back on track against Motherwell tomorrow afternoon?
Oh dear, it's not looking good. Yes, just 32%, no, 68%.
Ye of little faith. Mm. Well, it's the Dons against Motherwell. That's at 3 o'clock, Pittodrie, tomorrow afternoon, of course. Before that, quite an important lunchtime kick-off, Andrew. Hearts against Celtic.
Well, it's a huge game for Celtic because they know if they get a win and Aberdeen fail to match that victory, the title is theirs. But they're really stuttering across the line, and Hearts have been a big success story this season. They'll want to put a marker down for next term by beating Celtic, and it wouldn't surprise me if it was a home victory.
Okay, the other 3 o'clock starts. We'll start with the one in the top six, Dave. Ross County against St Johnston.
Ross County against St Johnston, a very intriguing one. Ross County, what an amazing season they've had. They've shown that they can be a match for any team, but so too have St Johnston. Terrific win against Aberdeen. Aberdeen were very poor, but St Johnston were excellent. They've had some really good wins this season also. I guess it's which team turns up on the day. I can see that one being a 2-2 draw.
And it's the battle for the playoff spot, Hamilton against Kilmarnock, Andrew.
Kilmarnock in a bit of free fall. Hamilton have picked up form just at the right time of the season with home advantage. I think Martin Canning's side can make themselves safe by winning.
And Partick against Inverness, Dave.
I take Inverness just to edge that one 1-0. I don't think there'll be much in it.
Should be quite an occasion on Monday evening for not necessarily the right reasons if you happen to be a Dundee United fan. Dundee against United at Dens Park, Andrew. The one place, if there is a place, they don't want to go down. I think they are going to go down, but they certainly don't want that confirmed at Dens.
I don't think it will be confirmed at Dens because, as I've said, I think Hamilton will beat Kilmarnock, but I don't see Dundee United picking up anything at Dundee. Dundee, you know, they've got three players in the Premiership team of the season: Greg Stewart, Kane Hemmings and Scott Bain, and I think they'll win the game quite comfortably.
Yeah, it's not a bad for a team that didn't make the top six.
Exactly. I mean, you have to give Paul Hartley a lot of credit because you know, he's got three players in that select side, and the champions elect have only got two, and Kieran Tierney and Lee Griffiths. Andrew Davis from Ross County is in there, as is Ali Mostert from Hearts. The four Dons, as we mentioned, Shea, Kenny McLean, Johnny Hayes, Graham Shinney. And, you know, it's an interesting looking side. But yeah, Dundee, they've scored a lot of goals this season. I think, you know, people often say it's the players that have been most recently in form that always get picked for these things. You tend to forget what they've done earlier on in the season. But I think Hemmings and Stewart and Scott Bain have produced the goods all the way through the year. So well done to all of them.
Absolutely. Well, it's the final games in League One this weekend. Peter Head are at Dunfermline and looking for help from Airdrie to overhaul Ayr United. Here's Blue Toon boss Jim McAnally.
It'll be a fantastic occasion, a terrific venue. I think if we can play like we did in the first half on Saturday, I think we'll be okay. Playing with 10 men for a long time on Saturday was tough for us. But no, we'll go there on Saturday, we'll enjoy it, and we know we've got the game on Tuesday, so we need to keep an eye on that. So it's a tough one. But the thing is, I mean, if you think of the worst case scenario, we could be going to play these games and desperately need the points, if you know what I mean, as far as trying to get into the playoffs or trying to keep yourself out of the relegation playoffs. So we're in a good position, and we can't forget that. We can't forget the good work that's been done this season, because basically what's happened the last few weeks is we've been certainly caught out with we're missing key defenders.
And Dave, Peterhead, Rory McAllister, so often the hero but very much the villain last weekend, and missing the penalty, then getting himself sent off, and with it possibly the chances of, certainly it's out of their hands to finish second now.
Yeah, what a strange game that was. It was 0-0, Rory misses a penalty, then he gets sent off soon after, and then the roof kind of caved in. But they're desperate to go into the playoffs. They've got Ayr United on Tuesday night, the first leg in the Championship playoffs. They're desperate to go into that one with a positive result, so hopefully they can get a draw. I think they might just get a draw at East End Park.
Okay, now the playoff in the Highland versus Lowland, the Andrew. Well, we expected so much from Cove. I think I've heard it on good authority, East Stirling had Cove watched about three or four times prior to last week's game because they fully expected Cove to come through. They may yet, but they've made it very difficult for themselves after that 3-0 reversal.
They've given themselves an absolute mountain to climb. Nobody really expected that result last week, but it's happened. Now, whether they can turn it around remains to be seen, but manager John Sheeran, he's still upbeat.
We didn't defend a free kick properly for the first one, and that gave Edinburgh the chance to get their tails up. And really, the goals after that weren't particularly well defended either. So I think we've nobody really to blame but ourselves. But we're still in it. There's 90 minutes to play, so we've got to just give it our best shot. Edinburgh proved that they're a good, strong side, and you know, they're going to be a tough nut to crack when we go down there. But we'll certainly go down there with all guns blazing.
John Sheeran there, and still one Highland League game to play.
Well, there's two.
Well, tomorrow.
One tomorrow. It's Fort William against Fraserburgh. Fraserburgh win, as you would expect. They'll go ninth. But yeah, the season is all but finished now.
And just going back to Cove, they really, I mean, there is a chance.
I mean, you know, nobody gave Liverpool a chance of winning in the Champions League final all those years ago against AC Milan, 3-0 down at half time. But it's a massive task ahead of them, but we wish them every success.
In the juniors, in the McBookie.com Super League, Dufftown against Cooter, Dice Bank City, Ellen United against Devon side, Bankers Ternan there at FC Stonewood, Hermes against Bridgendonth. So that's a big win. Inverness City at home to Stonehaven, Maud Hall, Russell United. First Division West, Aberdeen Uni against Newmarket United, Colony Park against Buckenhaven Arts. That's the top game there. Croon Bay East End, Lewis United alongside Parkvale, Fraserburgh United. The Domino's Pizza North Regional Cup final quarter final is now being played in Bucky. That's Isle of Vale against Sunnybank. That's it from us. Come on, you Reds, tomorrow afternoon against Motherwell. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on Friday Sport.